did you have, once you broke it, did you have a name for the two different parts, the two pieces?
No, that, I reckon.
I don't think so.
The short piece was the lucky piece, I think, but that.
The short piece was the lucky piece?
I think so.
Somebody told me that one piece, and he couldn't remember which, was the boy bone.
I never heard of that.
Never heard of that?
No, I never heard of that. That's a new one.
Well, he couldn't remember which, whether it was the shorter or the longer, but you butchered your own hogs. Would you describe the different meat that you get from the hog, different kinds of meat that the hog would...
Well, of course you'd get the hams and the shoulders and the middlings and the sausage, all that.
Would you explain middlings a little bit?
Well, the middlings are the sides.
And between the hams and the shoulders, in the back.
Is that the fat,
Beef fat.
Suppose it had a little bit of lean in it. Would that still be?
Call streak of lean, Jack.
Oh, Jack. Hello. Oh, you get kind of lonely out there, don't you?
Well, there's a strip right down the back of a hog that's all lean.
On each side.
On each side. On each side of the backbone.
Uh-huh.
There's a strip, it's about 3 or 4 inches. It's about like that. And a strip about that long.
Well,
that's where you
how
get
how long the hog is, how long that bar is, Mr.
Oh,
Jack.
Sure. That's where you get your most of your sausage.
I see.
I believe I'd say that the fry, that's what the grocery store calls pork chops. They'll cut those ribs off and leave a piece on that bar, and they call that pork chops. You know how good pork chops are, don't you?
I sure do. What exactly is bacon, and when did bacon start? Did you make bacon back in
no,
the butcher?
No, we didn't. We didn't make what they call breakfast bacon. We didn't do that. We left them middlings all whole. Now, breakfast bacon, they cut the fat off and leave that streak of lean and fat for breakfast bacon. It's usually a piece about that big square.
Mm-hmm. And when they cure that bacon, what's that tough part on the outside? What would you call that?
Well, some call it the rind. It's the skin of the hog, that's what it is.
It's just, it's that close to the skin?
No, it's actually to the skin.
I see. Mm-hmm. And salt pork, is salt pork the same as middling?
Well, no, not exactly.
Yes, it'd be the middling, unwashed.
Well, it'd be middling, all right, but they call that fat back.
Oh, you're talking about the fat back. The middlings, the whole middlings would be called salt pork if you didn't have it washed off.
What would you use, would you explain what you'd use, how you cook it and how you'd use it? What part of that is used with vegetables?
The fat part, you boil, you season your vegetables with the fat part of the hog.
And is that, I'm not clear on that, is it the middling then, or the salt
the
pork? Or
yes, sir.
That you use to season?
The middling and the salt pork and the fat bag all would be for seasoning vegetables.
I see. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned making sausage. Would you tell me more about that? What did you use in the